Good morning. We continue with the Shabbos. Then we're moving on to the Malacha Klal Chafei. In this Klal, the Chayadim includes multiple Malachas. The next step in the process of making garments. So he includes in this the Malacha of Toiva, which is the act of taking independent fibers and making that into a continuous thread. So we call that spinning in English. It can be done with a spinning wheel. That was one of the ways it was done. A spinning wheel or a spinning distaff. There are other ways of doing it as well, but that's the primary way how it's done. So it's referred to as toiva, spinning. The next two malachas that he mentions are mesach and oseh shtei batei nirin, are steps in the process of setting up a weaving process in order to be able to weave. A person creates a foundation of threads which can rise and lower and create a gap where a person can put a cross thread through that. So the loom has the foundation threads referred to in Chazal as shesi, similar to the word Eben Shesia, the foundation stone. So the shesi is the threads which are on the loom, which can be raised and lowered alternately. So threads number 1, 3, 5, 7 stay low, and threads number 2, 4, 6, 8 are raised. So now there's a gap. A person throws a cross thread across, which is called the orev. The reason why it's called the orev is because it's like a taruvus, it's mixing in. So this one that goes across it. Then the person switches the threads, the lower threads go high, and the higher threads go low, and traps that thread in between that. And then he alternates and does the thread in the other direction, going back and forth. So this is the process of weaving. So setting up that process is itself a malacha, even without the weaving itself. The malacha of setting up the threads that they should be able to be on the loom and putting them on the loom are two separate malachas. And that's Mesach and Oseh Shtei Batei Nirin. Then there is the Malacha of Oreg, which he talks about, which is the actual weaving itself. And Petseya is when the weave didn't go well, and they have to remove some of the weave and redo that. So all of that, the Chayadim condenses into one Klal. So we're going to learn, we have five Malachas which are covered in this Klal. The first one is the Malacha of Tova, which is spinning. Practically, in the society which we're living in, we're not getting involved in this malacha in a very common way. However, a person taking hairs. So, what was the malacha of Torah? The malacha of Torah was you would take fibers, which is they're short, they're separate. We spoke about the process of getting them ready for the spinning process, the tviya process. But once that's done, you make them into, you blend them together into one long continuous thread. A told of that would be the act of making felt. Felt is you take the fibers and you just press them together, and they bind together just by being pressed together. But it's not a thread; it's a piece of cloth. It's a piece of material. It's not woven. You see that there isn't threads, but it's just multiple fibers pressed together to the point that they get connect together. That's also going to be also to do. Now, the question which comes up is if a person has threads already and takes threads and twines them together. So you have two very thin threads, and you twine them around each other, which is a person can do that process. What malacha is that? The simplest answer that would be should be like some type of a toldah of toiva. You're thickening your thread, you're making it a double ply or a quadruple ply. A person has sitzes, and the sitzes usually come with what's called kafel shmurna. It's a eight ply of these threads. And a person can see sometimes at the edge of the, at the end of their tzitzis, they start to unravel. You can see multiple threads there. So pasha, that would be the most logical thing, when that would be a tolda of the malacha of toiva. However, the Rambam includes that under the, is a tolda of the malacha of kosher. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this, and then the submission Yudzayin, under the malacha of kosher, the Rambam sees that the act of combining these things together is similar to the malacha of kosher, which is taking two threads and tying them together. So you have two items and making a knot. So however you're not making a knot, you're just twisting them in such a way that they bind together. But it's the same thing of taking two disparate independent elements and connecting them, which is the malacha of kosher. Either way, it's going to be also a person cannot do that on Shabbos. A person takes multiple thickens of hair and tries to twist them together to make a thicker hair to be able to plait afterwards into a person is a woman is making braids that the braiding process is actually goes under the malacha of oregalis min rabbanon. And the first step of plying the thin hairs together, if a person would do that, arguably that might go under the malacha of tova or kosher. It's called posel chavolim. The Rambam says, at least mid rabbanon. Have a good day.